Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the National Intel Report. This is Michael Collins Piper, very gladly sitting in for John Stadtmiller tonight. I say that because I have the opportunity to really sit and talk here tonight, along with a lot of listeners, to somebody who really knows what's going on in our education system and someone who's tried to work for real reform, and that's Charlotte Iserbeet. I've been pronouncing her name as Iserbay, but it's Iserbeet. but I'm going to spell that for those who don't know how to spell it, because I know there's going to be a lot of people who, you know, sometimes they don't take down website addresses, and then they say, oh, I want to check that lady out. Her name is Charlotte Iserbeet, and it's spelled I-S-E-R-B-Y-T. I-S-E-R-B-Y-T, and her website's are deliberatedumbingdown.com and americandeception.com. And just before we went to the break, Charlotte, you know, we only have about 5 minutes here, and then after that 5 minutes, I'm going to bring up some callers. We have Kim in Texas and Will in Texas. I know they want to talk to you. So you were talking before the break about a memorandum going back to the early 1980s written by Paul Weyrich, a very well-known conservative.
Right, Family Research Center.
And this memo that he wrote regarding charter schools is, well, keep on with that, Charlotte.
Well,
tell us about it.
Well, in 1981, Paul Weyrich, he was working with the American ALEC, they called it, American Legislative Education Council. They would come up with legislation to go out across the country, just like the ASIR. You see, they're the two arms. They both have the same goal, PFR arm and the Council for National Policy. They're both the same. They have the same agenda. So anyway, ALEC was formed by Paul Weyrich, in fact. But what he said when he sent this letter out to 16,000 state and federal officials and legislators recommending educational vouchers, he said, quote, "We are the radicals who want to change the existing power structure. We are not conservatives."
That's very interesting. The rhetoric there goes a long difference there. It goes a long way from what we would expect.
Well, you know, we're looking at it now. I mean, Bill Bennett, when homeschoolers, good for the homeschoolers, that's the only way to go, folks. When the homeschoolers in Ohio asked William Bennett, former Secretary of Education, the Book of Virtues and all that stuff, about his curriculum, computer-assisted instruction, virtual curriculum, watch out, don't ever go near it, they said, well, what happens with this? What test do we have to take? What test do the he said, well, it's a charter school, so it's funded by the U.S. Department of Education, and your children, the homeschoolers, will have to take the national test, which, as I said earlier, is 60% politically correct.
You know, you see, this is the amazing thing, Charlotte. You know, I recall many, many years ago reading some material that you had written about this very subject, and, you know, I was one of those people that thought that was a really good idea. You know, I mean, I was taken in just by, you know, by the rhetoric. You know, it sounded good. And this is exactly what you pointed out, that they've done this so very carefully, so craftily,
yeah, the five,
to mislead people.
The devil's five-prong fork.
Yeah, and you know, it's done so well, and, you know, the people were led to believe that these self-styled conservatives are providing an alternative, when in fact they're really kind of leading us down further through that gradualism and providing a solution to a solution that's really actually part of the problem.
All right, and you know, the neocons, they are not conservatives. They have a totally different background for traditional conservatism. And when people will never believe this, but it was Ronald Reagan who had the public-private partnership started. I was the liaison between the Department of Ed and the White House on public-private partnerships, and I went over it, and that's our whole problem. That's charter schools, that's vouchers, that's school to work, it's everything. And I went over to the White House, and I said, what are you doing here? I'm not highly educated, but isn't this corporate fascism?
Charlotte, hang on there. We have another break coming up, and then we got about 15 minutes to talk.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is Real Talk Radio, and this is the National Intel Report, but John's not with us this evening. He had to take a break, but I'm sitting in for him and hopefully doing a good job here tonight. This is Michael Collins Piper, and we have a very special and, as I say, very important guest. It's Charlotte Iserbeet, and her websites are AmericanDeception.com and DeliberateDumbingDown.com, where you can get just a wealth of information about our American education system and its and the deliberate dumbing down of the American people. Before we went to the break, Charlotte was talking about her experiences in the Reagan White House in the Department of Education. She actually served in the Department of Education. There she discovered that let's put it this way, that the records of our own, and I use that term advisedly, our own education department indicated that there have been a lot of strange things happening behind the scenes, and that what we thought was going to be done, we were told Ronald Reagan was going to get rid of the Federal Department of Education, but instead he kept it in there and, I guess made it worse than ever. Is that right, Charlotte?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I do believe that the Nation at Risk report, the commission that resulted from that was the beginning. They'd been planning this for years to make education performance-based, not what you know in your head, but what you can do for the workforce training, right? It had been planned for years since the Carnegie paper that I mentioned earlier in 1934, which called for that. But it was under Reagan that it was actually carved in stone. And then Carnegie, later on in the late 80s, picked up on it with Mark Tucker and the Rochester Experiment and et cetera. But it was under Reagan that that I ended up in there. Here was my big hero, huh?
Yeah, he was a hero to a lot of us. And then, you know, I remember when, you know, you left the Reagan Department and Education Department and came out with some rather startling revelations regarding, well, something that was going on there regarding a virtual merger of the U.S. and American education systems. And,
well, the U.S.-Soviet system?
Yeah.
That was later on, but I got fired for leaking a very important technology document.
Yeah, tell us about that. That's interesting in
itself. All of a sudden, this big document landed in my lap because there were some good educators in the department, believe it or not, who were of our persuasion, and they would stick things in my inbox occasionally. And I looked at this thing, and I couldn't believe it. It was the development of curriculum at the national level for the computer by all the different groups, social studies, math, whatever, et cetera. And then passing it out with huge amounts of money to each state for them to implement this national computer-assisted instruction. And I don't know, there was one page in there that really forced me to do what I did. And it said, confidential, what we can control and manipulate at the state level. And I like to point this out with people who believe they can take federal money for private schools. Look, if they felt this way about the public, their own public schools, what we can control and manipulate, think about it, folks. Okay. So when I saw that, and then it listed what they could control and manipulate, and I've been a former school board member, so I really took this seriously. It said the content of the curriculum, the task force members, the selection of task force members, everything was what we can, federal department then. Okay, and I thought, well, okay, I'm going to leak this, but I'm going to get all the other documents out first because I found all these unbelievable documents, UNESCO, UN, Soviet, everywhere documents. And I got them all out into my apartment, and then I leaked the document.
Well, you know, I find it very interesting that the terminology used by this is the, remember, folks, this is the Ronald Reagan Department of Education. They want to control and manipulate.
How do you like those words?
This is the department that Ronald Reagan promised he was going to eliminate.
Oh, come on, yes. And actually, on my website, you'll see the letter that I wrote to Reagan. And I never got it. I know he got it because John Lofton told me. John Lofton called the White House. We're having lunch one day. And he said, let's see what's happened to your letter, right? And he found out from Reagan's secretary that Reagan had the letter, and he'd marked it all up in the margins and sent it off to Ed Meese. And it was chief of staff or whatever. And, you know, then I go home, and then I don't hear anything. So then I went down to visit Ed Meese's office, and I saw Ken Cribb. You probably know all these names.
I know the names,
oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Ken just patted me. You know how nice it is to, I'm a little girl, you know. Honestly, I could turn into a feminist without too much trouble. But patted me on the shoulder. Oh, Charlotte, aren't you happy to know the president saw your letter? And I said, no, I didn't write it for that purpose. I want a response so that I can tell everybody that he knows exactly what's going on in this Marxist factory.
And that's his Department of Education you're talking about, if
yes.
People haven't been able to figure that out. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, hey, wait a minute. Remember the grant that I'm talking about, you know who it went to?
No, where did
you're
that?
You're going to drop dead because all the conservatives, all they ever talk about is the fact that the NEA is the big problem.
Mm-hmm.
But the NEA is involved with the business community. People don't even know that either. But the grant went to the NEA under President Reagan.
The National Teachers Union, the very liberal National Teachers Union, the National Education Association.
Yeah, but
if I had known that, I didn't know it. But you know what? I'm sorry to say I'm not surprised to learn it now.
Well, no, what happened is it's a clever little gimmick what they did. And good for Susan Phillips, who's Howard Phillips' sister. Susan was in grad, something to do with grants and contracts and all. When she found out about this grant, she checked it out because it said it was going to the Association for Educational Computing and Technology. And so Susan checked on the internet and found out that that was a spinoff of, guess what? The National Education Association. So here we are, Ronald Reagan, mad at the NEA. Oh, come on, folks, forget it.
You know,
so sad.
That's the, you know something that's interesting, Sharat. That's a very telling anecdote that really probably encapsulates a lot of what was really happening, you know, within the education system at that time. You know, people thought there was going to be this real reform, and lo and behold, it was actually getting worse. So,
well, it's a heck of a story, and someday I really ought to write that story up because the head of the National Institute of Education, Edward Curran, a wonderful American, apolitical teacher. He was the head of the Cathedral School for Girls in Washington. He gave up his job to work for Reagan. He headed up the NIE, which, as I said earlier, that's under my office. That was the most important office in the world for disseminating all this Marxism in every way, okay? And so Ed was such a good guy, he recommended that his own office be abolished. He wrote a letter to the president. And that letter arrived when Reagan was out of town, and Dick Darman, or one of them, your listeners, you know, I'm an old lady now, huh? They don't know who we're talking about, but the White House officials sent the letter back to the Wolf, huh? Ted Bell, T.H. Bell, Secretary of Education. Whoa, wow, responsible for most of the disastrous condition of education. If you want to know one person, it's T.H. Bell from Utah. Anyway, sends it back there. So Ed Curran's letter saying, I want my own office abolished, my job, et cetera, ends up at T.H. Bell's office. And T.H. Bell, what does he do? He fires him. Then our wonderful president comes back. And instead of putting Ed Curran in T.H. Bell's job, firing T.H. Bell and getting rid of the department, because Ed Curran would have gotten rid of it, huh? No, he lets it stand, and he lets this great educator go down the tubes. Oh, you know what they did? They gave him the head of the Peace Corps. A lot of people don't know this story.
That's a frightening story, really, in some, you know, not in some respects, in all respects.
A great educator who did the right thing. Nobody knows about that, and he's very quiet about it. He sort of sank into oblivion, but I don't let him sink in because these are the Americans that we need. And he was great. And he was fired by Ronald Reagan.
Well, Charlotte, we have a caller, Kim, who's been waiting. Let's bring Kim up. She has a question or a comment. Come on, Kim, come on up.
Good. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Okay.
It's just a pleasure to talk to you guys.
Okay.
I was just wondering if there was a specific homeschooling curriculum that you recommend.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm not the best person on this, but I think the Robinson curriculum is very good. Have you ever checked that out?
No, I haven't.
Okay,
I just started looking.
Okay, go. Yeah, I'm glad I'm not an expert, but I know one thing that Stan Monteith, who taught Michael how to pronounce my name wrong, I believe Stan recommends this curriculum highly.
Okay. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you about is my children are in private school, but what I found out is that it's really not much better than public schools in a lot of respects because obviously they have to be accredited, and in order to do that they have to follow the curriculum.
Yes, they do.
That everyone else is following. But something that I noticed is there's a weekly magazine they receive, and it's called The Weekly Reader.
Oh!
And it's horrible, and I did a little research on it, and, you know, if you do the background on it, you find it leads back to, you know, the Ripplewood Holding Company, which is owned by a member of the Trilateral Commission,
right.
Blah, blah,
good
blah,
for
and
you.
On and on. Is
yep.
there anything, and my other question was, is there
Kim,
anything?
Kim, you have to hold that for a moment.
Okay.
We have a break coming up, but I want you to stay on, and we'll continue talking to Charlotte Iserbeet of DeliberateDumbingDown.com. This is Michael Collins Piper sitting in for John Stadtmiller.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the National Intel Report. Your regular host, John Stadtmiller, is out this evening, but this is Michael Collins Piper sitting in for him here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, having a very informative conversation with Charlotte Iserbeet, who is probably the education expert in this country, at least the expert on who has been trying to destroy our education and why. Her works can be found at AmericanDeception.com and DeliberateDumbingDown.com. And we have a caller, Kim from Texas, who was just asking Charlotte about a little news magazine or a little report that's given to kids in the schools called the Weekly Reader. So I can't remember. Kim, Charlotte, you both there, ladies?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, well, go ahead. I think, Charlotte, you were going to respond to Kim's question about the Weekly Reader.
Well, I think I love it. I love her question. I mean, I remember the Weekly Reader in the 70s when I was on the local school board, and it drove me nuts. And she's done her research, and, yes, that's their little way to get their controlled newspaper, just like we have the New York Times. Or whatever, and I read it very carefully. I just don't read the conservative stuff. In fact, I really think I'm getting more out of the liberal journals now. But anyway, that's for the children. They've got their little controlled media there and brainwashing newspaper, and it's just as cute as can be.
Well, I'm trying to get it removed from our school, but I was just wondering, I'm having a hard time finding a replacement, you know, vis-a-vis if I'm going to go in with an argument that something needs to be removed. I wanted to have something to replace it with. I mean, is there anything out there, or do you have any clue as to where I could start looking?
You're talking about homeschool curriculum.
Well, Right now they're in private school, and they will be till the end of the year. And so I was just trying to find a replacement for the weekly reader.
Replacement for the weekly reader. Well,
yeah.
Why don't you just get your children to read the local paper and read the state paper?
Okay.
Why do you want to have something?
Just a news magazine to give them current events.
Well, why don't you tell them to get the New American or the American Free Press, huh? Woo.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, they're only 9 and
okay.
10.
Well,
so.
Maybe the American Free Press is a little too heavy for a 9-year-old.
Yeah.
Right? Hey, what, Michael? But I think that you should yourself try to find appropriate journals for young children, but
okay.
I don't know of any that I could name. Yeah, I just don't think there are. That are really
no, they're
what
not.
You
they're
want.
Not. I did get one of the teachers last year to stop using the weekly reader, but then she switched over to Scholastic News, which was better.
It's the same thing. No, I would just don't get involved with a school trying to help you with anything like that.
Okay.
I mean, the poor teachers, they probably would like to have something good, but they know they don't have anything good.
You know, Kim, if I could make a comment here, a very very good friend of mine homeschooled his two children. His three children beginning back in the early 1960s when he took them out of public schools. And he told me that, in his opinion, and this is someone I respect a great deal, he said that he didn't think there was any set formula, that each person had to adapt. They had to recognize the strengths and weaknesses of their own children and find the materials that interested them and put it into a regular system. Rather than seeking out some particular, like you're looking for a substitute. Now that's just
sure.
One person's opinion, but it made a lot of sense to me, and all
yeah,
three of his children have turned out to be wonderful human beings who are home educating their own children.
And it does make sense. It's just that, you know, I'm a product of the public school system, so I'm conditioned probably to think the wrong way.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm
going
to have to learn the process myself, I guess.
But, Kim, let me make a comment here. Just about a month ago, I had a wonderful email from a guy by the name of Matt James. He's a doctor. Mm-hmm. And he wrote something called, I think it's called Homeschool Odyssey.
Okay.
And he emailed me the first chapter of this book, and I was so devastated by the first chapter where he understood the conditioning that's going on in the public school system that I sent it off to Jeff Rentz. And Jeff Rentz published it. I didn't expect Jeff to publish it. I just know Jeff, and I figured he'd be interested. It went all over the world. I have had at least 200 emails from people all over the world in regard to this first chapter.
Really?
Yes, and so my son, who's handling my secondary website, we're in touch with Dr. Matt James. We're going to put his book up there.
Okay.
It's dynamite. My son has read it. I haven't had time to. He said, "Mom," and you know he's lived with me for a while. I mean, he's 38 years old, and he's lived with me, and he knows the problems we've got. He said, "This has got to be the most incredible book."
Okay.
This doctor homeschooled his children. He tried the public schools first, huh? And he has explained everything, evidently, just eloquently. He got three children into Stanford.
Okay.
It's called Homeschool Odyssey. Go there, and eventually it will be on my AmericanDeception.com website to be downloaded.
Well, I'll definitely try it, and I really appreciate everything you're doing because it's just very enlightening. It really is.
Now, you have to be extremely careful about homeschoolers with charter schools.
Okay.
Don't let it happen where, for instance, I want to mention, I'm going to read this. This is the Cape Cod, Massachusetts. The South Shore Charter School.
Charlotte, we have a break coming up here, but when we come back, we're going to have a full 20-minute segment where we have quite a few callers. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper sitting in for John Stadtmiller. Please stay tuned for more. And Kim, thanks for your call. You got some really good information out there through your questions to Charlotte.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Except your real host, John Stadtmiller, is not here tonight. This is Michael Collins Piper sitting in for John. And I want to thank John, incidentally, for giving me this opportunity. I've had a very enjoyable time here tonight with our special guest, Charlotte Iserbeet. She can be found on the internet at deliberatedumbingdown.com and americandeception.com. And we've got some callers here that have been very patient, and they'd like to ask Charlotte a few questions or two. Okay, we have Dalton from Tennessee. Dalton, come on up.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I had a question for you. I don't know if you can answer it or not. I grew up in Michigan.
We're losing you, Dalton.
You are?
Charlotte, can you hear Dalton?
A little bit in the beginning. I could. Not now.
Yeah, well, go ahead, Dalton. Let's see if we can hear you.
Okay, well, let me see if I can pull over where you can hear me.
Okay, you might want to turn your radio down or...
No, I don't have it up.
Okay.
It's okay. I can hear you.
Okay, go ahead, Dalton.
Can you hear
yeah.
me?
Yeah.
Okay, my question is this. I grew up in Michigan. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, I hear you.
And I graduated in 1977.
Yeah.
And I can remember very vividly in high school certain teachers telling me that we were going to become more like the Soviets and they were going to become more like us, and it was planned that we were going to merge.
Right. Oh, boy.
Where were they getting that from?
Okay, listen, this is the most important phone call, excuse me, for everybody else that we've had this evening, because I hadn't mentioned this. When you go into the AmericanDeception.com website, look at the Reese Committee hearings in 1953, the tax-exempt foundations. I got a hold of them. I bought the last copy and scanned it in. Okay. Now, to make a long story short here, Norman Dodd, this is where you got this from, and good for you. Norman Dodd, who was the research director for the Reese Committee hearings on the tax-exempt foundations and how they were spending their money, the Congress got upset because they felt that foundations were promoting socialism. They had these hearings in Congress, and Norman Dodd, during those hearings, he went up to New York City, and he met with the president of the Ford Foundation, Rowan Gaither. And Rowan Gaither said to him, "Mr. Dodd, you know, we're just doing what the White House has told us to do, basically. We're spending our money the way they want us to. And the White House's instructions," that was Eisner at the time, "are to spend our tax-exempt money to bring about a merger with the United States and the Soviet Union."
Well, I just remember that they kind of looked at me funny when I got angry about it, because it sounded like something I wanted to do.
Well, honestly, I think it's fascinating that they were really pushed. Michigan has always been very big into this stuff. And some of the nastiest stuff, the behavior science teacher education program, Michigan State. I was talking earlier about the change agent training that I went through. That came out of Ann Arbor. Michigan has been way up there in this destructive agenda.
Right. Well, I grew up 20 miles from Ann Arbor, and I remember this one teacher that I had, and she got me on this sidetrack. I must have spent 2 weeks reading about what a wonderful guy Woodrow Wilson was.
Oh, my.
What a shame it was that the League of Nations fell apart.
Oh, yes, what a shame.
Blah, blah.
Yep.
You know,
yeah.
Dalton, it's very interesting. I graduated 1 year behind you, and, you know, I actually, it's funny, when you brought this up, it brought something back to me. I had a teacher who was obviously very schooled in all of this propaganda that Charlotte has uncovered, and, you know, he told me something very similar. He told my fellow students that I was a flag-waving super patriot, and I should be avoided at all costs, but in a conversation with me one time, he said, "Oh, the Soviet Union is not really that different from the United States. They just have a different economic model. And more as the years go by, we'll come together with them." He said that to me. Okay,
right.
So obviously this was happening in more than one place, but it was probably being done in a more subtle form that maybe I didn't recognize and maybe you didn't recognize. But obviously Charlotte has the documents on her websites that show precisely who plotted this all out and why they did it and how they did it. So that was a good call, Dalton. I appreciate that.
I love that call because made me remember the one key thing I always try to tell people on radio talk shows. I'd forgotten that one, Dalton. Thank you.
Yeah, that's great.
I thank you all.
All right, let's move on to Mike from Maryland. Mike, come on up.
Hey, thank you very much. A great show. I tell you, Charlotte, you're really a gracious lady. I called you up a number of months ago, and I ordered your book, and we had a, like, 20 or 25-minute conversation. It's very nice of you to do that. You answered a lot of questions.
You're right.
I really appreciate that. One day I'm going to finish your book. If I can read the Brothers Kazimierz, I can read anything.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, but it's really good. So it's kind of a coffee table book, but it's really good information. But I don't know where to start. I don't want to jump around too much, but Alex Jones was on CNN last night.
I know.
So is this going to break out now? Is the truth going to get out? Is this the opening of the floodgates about the truth of 9/11, or is this just kind of like a little side detour?
Well, I just sort of wonder if we're not being... There's something very manipulative going on here. I mean, Alex probably wonders, too. I mean, and I'm sure that Michael wonders. I mean, why all of a sudden
I have my own little theory on that.
Tell us.
Well, you know, you know, it strikes me that, you know, the powers that be like to destabilize any second-term president and keep him under control. And, you know, the more things like this break out, thank God it is coming out. But I suspect that they're going to start hammering President Bush
right
from every possible direction, number one, to keep him unstable. And for the reason why they want to keep him unstable is because that way they can control him.
Right.
And he can never, you know, if he wakes up one night in the middle of the night and says, you know, I'm gonna back off. I'm gonna turn patriotic and
excuse me.
I'm gonna throw out the neoconservatives and I'm gonna become a real president. Well, this is just to keep him reminded that he can't do that. Otherwise,
but what I don't understand though is that the truth about this gets out. This is so comprehensive and evil and far-reaching. I would suspect that it could unravel the New World Order's whole plan.
You know what? I tell you what. I don't want to get into this too much because I want to kind of focus on education
our
guest. Now that's all right, but I would just say that. You know, the truth came out about lots of other scandals. Information has come out, you know, and unfortunately, you know, whether it's the JFK assassination or whether it's...
You're this expert on that.
I wouldn't say that. But, you know, whether it's that subject or whether it's the Oklahoma City bombing, people hear all this information and they say, well, okay.
You know what I mean?
So, but in any case, Mike, listen, I'd like to move on to callers.
Can I ask you one question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, he might be on Showbiz tonight again on CNN. So, but anyway, though, somebody, I listen to shortwave at work, so sometimes I only hear bits and pieces of somebody talking. But somebody described the school-to-work program, and I only caught part of it, but what little bit of it I heard scared the H-E double hockey sticks out of me.
Okay.
Well, it should. You know what it is? It's the Soviet polytech system. And if you want to find out what it is, and I always tell the American educators, it's cheaper, go to Cuba. Where the children are taken out at noon to the cigar factory or wherever, and our children are being taken out to the funeral home or whatever. And it's the planned economy, the global economy. There will be no more academic education, no Shakespeare, no higher math, no nothing. Our children are nothing but pawns, robots, human resources to be used to spin off profits for the corporate fascists.
Well, I'll tell you. Thank you. Yeah, it's...
Got it?
It's scary.
Well, Mike, thanks for the call. That's a good question, and you got a great answer from our guest, Charlotte Iserby. We have Will from Texas. Will, come on up.
How you doing, Michael?
How you doing, Charlotte?
Hi.
I'm good. I have a question for you. When I graduated in 76, and in the elementary school and high school, we went through this program. It seemed like a big mind conditioning program when I think about it. But when I was a kid, we would have this, I think it was SRA reading.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was like, okay, everybody liked it because they could kind of goof off and read their stuff. And then they just go through at the end of the day and check off their little answers and questions. And the teachers, like, leave the room. And it was like, I thought that's such a waste of, when I think back about it, really learning something from a teacher. And I wanted to know if you could comment about that, if that's like conditioning kids for this global agenda.
Well, I'm sure it is. The SRA program was certainly not one of the better ones, but I could point to a lot of worse ones, you know, that we now have. But 1976, when you mentioned dates, I was just speaking at a conference in California, and a wonderful guy came up to me and said, hey, listen, I've got a 1953 social studies text here from some fellow in the middle of California, some public school. And I want to give it to you. By the way, folks, we put it on the AmericanDeception.com website. It is fabulous. It's this young person. Well, I guess it was 11th grade. I don't know. 9th grade, I think. And it was a very difficult test. He had to get all the provisions of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. He had to tell exactly who the Secretary of State was, all the different cabinet members, the President, the Vice President, etc. Very, very difficult test. And he got 99, I think. The teacher didn't give him the whole thing because I just think she didn't like his handwriting or something. But it was remarkable. That was in 1953. The public school system was still absolutely superb.
You know, these days, if you asked a public school student who was a prominent American statesman, they'd probably say Mikhail Gorbachev.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's very tragic. I take the 1898 Salina, Kansas final exam because I only went through eighth grade, right, which no Harvard graduate, I shouldn't say that, but maybe some brilliant genius could pass it. I couldn't.
Right.
I could not pass the 1898 Salina, Kansas. All you have to do, folks, type into Google, Salina, Kansas, and you'll see the test. And then ask yourself, while we're spending hundreds of billions and trillions of dollars on education, and the test scores keep going down. As I said earlier, it's deliberate, because you've got to get people dumbed down, because they're dumbed down, they don't know what their rights are, they don't know the Constitution, they don't know the Bill of Rights. Then George Bush can come along with a Patriot Act and take everything away from them, because if you don't know you have something, you don't care if someone takes it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was kind of interesting. You were remembering back, and, you know, I remember when one day out of the blue in one of our English classes, we were asked to write out all these personal details about our family, our family's income and how many members there were in the family. And, I never really thought about that. I always remember thinking it was kind of odd, and then going through Charlotte's material, I began to understand that this was, again, all part of this process of trying to figure out who the people are
and
bending their minds. Yeah.
You can't change someone unless you know where they are. And that you saw that in my book. My son, third grade or something, brought back this ditto sheet called All About Me.
Yes.
And it was not all about him. It was all about me, my husband, his brother. And he lied because he didn't want to tell the truth about what went on in our family. You know, good for him, huh? But that encourages lying. But they were trying to find out where he was at with his values and his family. And then they can change him.
Right. Yeah, you know, and like I say, Charlotte, I remembered that. I think I was in eighth grade when they did that, because I remember the particular teacher. It may have actually been seventh or eighth grade. And I remember at the time I thought it was highly peculiar. You know, like I say, I was a little bit smarter than the other kids, frankly. But I was somewhat politicized even then. So I kind of knew there was something wrong about it.
Well, there's plenty
wrong. But I never knew what it was until I saw in your book. I mean, you know, it's just absolutely amazing.
Right. Well, there's plenty wrong. And folks, they ought to get their kids out of the public school system and get them into homeschooling, nothing else, unless you can find a good private school that doesn't accept a penny.
Well,
the tax money, state, local, federal, whatever. If you have a private school, it is totally on its own, whether it's Christian or religious or independent or whatever, you're probably all right. But we better check it out, because don't forget the school teachers have all been trained at the state training center, huh?
Yeah, Will, I want to thank you for your call, Will. Let's move on to Bruce from California. Bruce, I know you have a question for Charlotte.
Yeah, hi, Michael. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello.
How you doing?
Okay.
Great. I graduated from high school in 1967.
Right.
And I always wanted to be a teacher, and I eventually, later in life, trained to be a teacher. And I remember reading lots of radical materials of the time, you know, Summerhill.
Yep.
And what's my favorite book? I can't remember what it is now. But anyway, I eventually did become a teacher. And I taught 7th and 8th grade, and I was disciplined because I didn't like the way the texts were teaching history.
Right.
And they were teaching democracy, not a Republican form of government.
Right.
And then I came in possession of something you talked about a little while ago. I came across the Reese Committee studies.
Oh, yeah.
And I got in my possession a book and a tape called The Great Deception.
Yes.
By G. Edward Griffin.
Oh, fabulous.
And
wonderful patriot.
Pardon
Griffin.
me?
Griffin is a great patriot.
Unbelievable. And this audio tape of Norman Dodd with G. R. Edward Griffin discussing this business with the tax-exempt foundations was just, it was devastating to me.
Yep.
I ended up leaving education because of it.
Well, that's a very important phone call. And you've got to go to American Deception because I have the complete transcript of the congressional hearings. Cox and Reese Committee are there.
I have it on my computer screen as we speak.
Yep, they're there. And Norman Dodd, I knew him, not well, but met with him several times. I really was always determined to see that that would happen, that the American people would get the transcript of those hearings. He was a wonderful man.
Is there a way for you to get that tape up on your site, possibly?
What's that?
Is there a way for you to get that tape up?
Oh, well,
people?
You know, I could get, you mean Griffin's?
Yes.
I'm sure that Edward Griffin would do that for me. He's been great. He sells lots of my books.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's really his baby.
Oh, okay.
And he's a great guy.
Yes.
I mean, his books that he's written, we've got incredible people, including the talk show host tonight, and it's a delight to work with the great patriots of America.
Charlotte and Bruce, we have a break coming up.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a very fast 2 hours here on the National Intel Report. This is Michael Collins Piper sitting in for our friend John Stadtmiller. We've had a very important guest here tonight, Charlotte Iserbay, who is, as I say, as far as I'm concerned, the education expert for the Patriot Movement in America. And her websites, I'm going to give these addresses again, and if you haven't written them down, you've got to write them down. And not only that, after you check them out, send emails to all your friends and tell them that they can listen to a live interview on, at least in the archives, at rbnlive.com, this network at rbnlive.com. They can check out the archives and listen to this interview again and again and again. And they can also, and they also need to, you need to tell your friends and tell them to tell their friends to go to DeliberateDumbingDown.com and AmericanDeception.com. Very, very important, folks. You know, this, as far as any domestic issue is concerned, you know, it is education because, you know, the education system is, we are being deliberately dumbed down, and Charlotte Iserby has told us why and who's responsible and made some recommendations as to how we can change things. Well, we have one more caller before we close out. Let's bring up Julie from Austin to talk to Charlotte.
Hi,
Julie.
Charlotte. Hi, Charlotte. Thank
Hello,
you so
Julie.
Much for all the hard work you do. Thanks to the information I've gotten to you over the years, I have one of my nieces homeschooling her children, so hallelujah for that.
Good.
Unfortunately, didn't have as much luck with my sisters, but educating their own children. I had the great fortune of meeting Mr. Griffin and giving him a big hug. He was
good.
Promoting, you know, Creature from Jekyll Island, which is a fantastic book. Also, I just wanted to, the caller several back mentioned, and he graduated in 77. I graduated in 76, and in a Sunday school class I attended, a very brave Sunday school teacher told us that in the future we would be looking at this lovely one church, how it would all look so peaceful, and it would be wonderful, everyone would get along, and she said, don't fall for it. I was just shocked. I mean, I was in eighth grade, but I'll never forget it.
Good for her.
I thought, what does this mean? You know, I really didn't know anything about what she was talking about.
Right.
I ended up later being, you know, the question authority kid and thinking Kissinger was the Antichrist. And
Well, he is. Yeah.
Hey, how about it? You didn't change your mind on that, I hope.
No. And, you know, it really led the direction of my life because I felt so hopeless for our future that I have no children, but I do adore the children in my life and worry very much about their education. So thank you so much for all your work.
You're an incredible woman. Very welcome, and I appreciate your call. And you know, actually, if you go on my Deliberate Dumbing Down website, you'll find an article, a PDF, I believe, Time Magazine in 1941, I think that's the date, where the National Council of Churches met, John Foster Dulles and all the ministers in New York, I believe, and they planned exactly what you're talking about. They sent the Protestant ministers back to their churches across the country, and the agenda was free trade, drop borders, world government, everything. Go look in my website, and you'll find that. A Time Magazine article, very, very important, which spells out exactly what you called in about.
Julie, thank you for that call. I can't think of a better way to end it. This is a lady who has understood and learned from the work of our guest here, Charlotte Iserby. Charlotte, listen, thanks very much. I want to close out this hour by giving your websites again, DeliberateDumbingDown.com. and AmericanDeception.com. Charlotte, it's been a real pleasure. Thanks for joining me here on John Stadtmiller's National Intel Report.
Well, thank you very much, and good luck to everybody, and especially you, Michael, and your wonderful writing.
All right, appreciate that, Charlotte. Good to talk to you again. You take care of yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for being patient with me here this evening. I sitting in for John's a new experience, so hope you'll stay tuned, and I have my own little hour coming up. So, again, thanks to everybody for calling in.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.